Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're glad you could join me today. We're making our way through the Acts of the Apostles with the goal, friends, of paying attention to what's actually happening to the apostles in the Acts as the church is born on the day of Pentecost. Some of these readings the church is giving us at daily mass between now and the day of Pentecost, but I thought it'd be just good to read through some major sections over these weeks so that we can see what it is that happened when the church was born and how the Holy Spirit was at work in the lives of the apostles, how they experienced it, what the Holy Spirit led them to do, take a look at what they preached under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, wait in the upper room, you shall be clothed with power from on high, then you shall be my witnesses. And he told the apostles after the, for example, in, I think it's Luke's gospel and the resurrection appearance there in that gospel where Jesus said, you know, you're witnesses to the things you've now seen. That is Jesus' passion, death, and Jesus' resurrection. And then Jesus says, he's sending them, beginning with the 12, he's sending them to be witnesses to the point of martyrdom, to be willing to die for the witness and the testimony that they have about what they experienced and saw in the life of Jesus, and particularly what happened on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter, the resurrection of our Lord, and then eventually his ascension to the right hand of the Father. And Jesus said, you will give testimony. You are my witnesses. And he said, you'll go forth to what? To bring forgiveness of sins to the world. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died to take away sin. Jesus, scripture says, became sin for us. He took upon himself the punishment of sin. And he died in our place. He made one of us made it possible for all of us to be forgiven, to receive the superabundant mercy of God that allows us to be cleansed of our sin and to become empowered to be children of God. And they will go forth and testify that they saw him crucified, that they walked with him, that he taught, that he worked signs and wonders, that he drove out demons, that he raised people from the dead, that, yes, dead people heard his voice and came back to life, and that he was crucified, and he died a brutal death, and he died, and he rose again to new life. And so they're saying, who is he? Why did this happen? And how can people receive what Jesus has come to give? So Jesus said, you will be my witnesses. You'll bring forgiveness of sins, but first you're going to have to wait. Wait for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is critical. Why? Because the Christian life and the Christian mission is empowered and moved by the first agent of the church's mission, which is the Holy Spirit, poured out by our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father had been given over to Jesus. We'll hear today, probably, if I get that far, Peter's description of what's happening. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program Monday and Tuesday, we made our way through Peter now standing up, coming out of the upper room with the apostles, standing up and beginning to proclaim and explain to all those Jewish people who were present on that Jewish feast day, the Feast of Pentecost, what the unusual manifestations that were happening in the lives of the apostles. They were speaking in tongues. People of different language groups were hearing Peter at the same time in their own language. The apostles looked like they were drunk. They were under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit in a very powerful way. And so Peter begins to interpret what it is, and he starts with saying, friends, what you're seeing is a work of God. And it's a fulfillment of the prophet Joel's proclamation of what would happen, what God would do in the last days of the human race, literally the last days of the people of Israel, the last days of, you know, the last chapter, and John would say, the apostle later, the last hour of human history. And the last hour is the time beginning with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the establishment of the church, and the church moving in its mission of mercy to the world, proclaiming that and anticipating the coming of the Lord Jesus, which would end human history when the Lord comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. If you didn't have a chance to tune into those programs, I encourage you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. You can listen to them there or put them on, you know, download them on whatever device you'd like. The simplest way to get all our programming, all our videos and things is to download the Renewal Ministries app. This radio program, Sister Anne's radio program, or our YouTube videos and things, if they've helped you in any way, one way you can help us spread the word of what God is speaking through us and in us is to just download that app and tell your friends about it. Easy to access, and then you can listen to the programs at any time when it's most convenient for you. So help us spread the word. Okay, so Peter, he quotes the prophet Joel that when the Spirit would be poured out on all flesh and people would begin to prophesy, visions, dreams, signs, wonders, and the presence and the signs of the kingdom would come, like it was manifested in the person of Jesus, who really walked in signs and wonders. And the presence of the kingdom came forward through how he lived, what he spoke, and what he did. And actually bringing down, don't forget, bringing down the powers of the kingdom of darkness. Now, Jesus had power over the kingdom of darkness and manifested to the apostles and anyone who was there watching. And then Jesus said that he would give his church the Holy Spirit, and through the working of the Spirit in his people, in his body, signs and wonders would be worked and demons would flee and be cast out. So here's chapter 2, verse 22. Now Peter begins to preach, and you can hear now, what is it that the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to speak about? What was the first homily, you could say, the first preaching, the first declaration of what the Holy Spirit put on the heart of Peter, who lived with Jesus for 3 years and saw with his own eyes and was taught and formed and trained by Jesus? Here's what Peter models for us. He said, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst." So Peter wants to talk about a person. He doesn't want to just talk about a religious experience that he's having. He wants them to understand why he's having a clear, you know, experience of the power of God. He said, because of a person, and not just any person, Jesus of Nazareth. He's a historical human being from the city of Nazareth. And he says, it's this man that I want to speak to you about. And he said, not only do I want to speak to you about him, but it's this man who God himself, God the Father, the God of Israel, attested to. That is, God the Father was the one to give the first testimony about Jesus. And you can see that, for example, the kind of thing Peter can be referring to here is the baptism of Jesus. When John baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, and there was a theophany, a revelation of the presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Jesus, the Son of God, is anointed. He comes out of the river, and the Father's voice is heard, and the presence of the Spirit, the presence of a dove, the Holy Spirit is manifest there. And the Father says, "This is my beloved Son." So Father gives testimony to Jesus, and of course, does it in many ways through the workings of signs and wonders, as Peter says here. "A man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst." So he's clearly speaking to people. Peter knows, and they know, some of them saw Jesus do these things. And Peter's saying, I'm talking to you now about this man. He says, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, not other false messiahs, not some spiritual force, but this historical man that you know, that you saw, that you heard, he was delivered up to the definite plan in the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. So Jesus was lifted up. He was lifted up on the cross. Why did that happen? By the plan of God and by the foreknowledge of God. Jesus died. It wasn't a mistake. He wasn't a failed Messiah. He died according to God's plan, according to the word of God, according to what was anticipated by some of the prophets in particular. And then Peter said, you crucified and killed him. You crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. That Jesus, he's the one. Wow, can you imagine? All this is happening, and then Peter's saying very clearly, the one I'm talking about, who was raised up according to the Father's plan, you crucified and killed at the hands of lawless men. He was falsely accused. Verse 24, but God raised him up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Here we're beginning to touch the essence of the witness, of the Christian witness. Central message we're communicating, friends, that comes before even behave, so to speak. The proclamation of the church and the life of the church isn't primarily a form of just more a moral system and an exhortation to clean up your act and to follow the commandments more effectively. Now, the commandments are right at the heart, in many ways, of what Christianity is about. So it's not a disqualification. Jesus came to fulfill the law in every way. But the first preaching isn't about what people are supposed to do for God. The first part of the church's preaching to the world is the amazing reality of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And what he has done is by the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, Jesus became a sacrifice for our sins. He was raised up on the cross. But Jesus then was raised, Jesus who died. You know he died, Peter's saying. We know he died, but we're here to tell you that God the Father raised him up. He's no longer dead. He passed from death to life. Death could not hold him down. He loosed the pangs, the teeth, the bite, the control, the ultimate power of death itself. The power of death was destroyed. Paul would say later, death was swallowed up in victory. On the cross, Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers that dominate the human heart and mind and enslave us to the powers of sin and death and cause us to live without hope in the world. But here Peter's saying, death could not hold him down. Christianity is, as St. Augustine said, friends, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The proclamation is that all who come to Jesus, and we'll see this now through the Acts of the Apostles, all who receive the truth about who Jesus is and believe that he's God's Son, that he was raised from the dead, and that through him our sins are forgiven, through entering the waters of baptism, being united to the person of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, and becoming a new creation. And in turning to Jesus, we turn from sin, we turn from the wrath to come, the judgment that's on sin, because on the cross, Jesus judged the judgment of God over this world and over sin and over Satan and his plan. All of it was judged on the cross. Jesus destroyed it all, ultimately. And the appeal Peter's beginning to make right here, and we'll complete it tomorrow, is that Jesus died according to the plan of God for the sake of the salvation of the world. And he died in order to rise, to begin the new creation, and to offer the gift of eternal life to all those who believe in him. Hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. Or subscribe to our podcast.